Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Spring break, curfew.
We are attracting huge numbers of people from all over the country.
Safe and effective.
AstraZeneca can now go through the process of preparing a submission to the FDA.
U.S. message to migrants.
We are expelling families. We are expelling single adults.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup Pandemic Showdown in Miami Beach, a place inundated with thousands of spring breakers.
The city of Miami Beach is currently under a state of emergency. There is a curfew in effect from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Here's CBS's David Begno.
When people, many of them tourists and most maskless, defied an 8 p.m. curfew in Miami Beach over the weekend, SWAT teams were brought in to clear the streets. Some scattered the crowds by firing pepper balls. Now, on Sunday, the streets remained crowded, but it was more subdued.
They got a SWAT team out!
In the past 5 weeks, police have arrested more than 1,000 people here on Miami Beach. More than half of them are from out of state.
We're getting all sorts of things from just inappropriate conduct to full-out criminal activity.
The mayor of Miami Beach, Dan Gelber, says he was left with no choice, he feels, but to set a curfew and restrict some streets and highways to residents and hotel guests only.
I did not want to react in the wake of something unimaginable.
AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine gets high marks, and it might not be long before it's the fourth one available in the U.S. CBS's Vicky Barker.
The U.S. Phase 3 trials found the vaccine 79% effective at preventing symptoms and 100% effective in preventing serious illness in all age groups. Co-developer Sarah Gilbert.
This means that AstraZeneca can now go through the process of preparing a submission to the FDA, and that will then be reviewed by the FDA, who will be able to make their decision on whether to license the vaccine for use in the U.S.
There were no cases of blood clots, but several countries continue to withhold the vaccine, despite EU and UK regulators insisting it's safe.
Some schools in California reopening this week for the first time since the lockdown began a year ago. And for fifth grader Sabrina Oldham, just outside Sacramento, it's a fresh start.
It just feels weird to have to reintroduce myself to some people, get to know people again.
Massachusetts is easing some pandemic restrictions. Up to 100 people can now attend indoor gatherings. And sports teams can let fans in up to 12% capacity. Boston Bruins hockey fan John Higgins is a season ticket holder.
The demand is absolutely there. The minute that the mayor said it was okay to have fans in the seats, my phone's lit up and people asking about tickets.
Now to the southern border, where the number of unaccompanied children in U.S. custody now tops 15,000. CBS's Benoit Bojorquez is reporting this morning from Juarez, Mexico.
We saw a man with a child in his arms and a woman rushing across and into the United States. They appear to be spotted soon after.
We're told that many families are still just trying to get to the other side to turn themselves in, thinking they can claim asylum. But the Biden administration says most families will be sent right back.
It's what happened to Glenda Mendez of Guatemala.
We want people to see you as human beings, trying the best for your children.
She and her 14-year-old son, Gustavo, have been living at a migrant shelter in Juarez for a month now.
Very difficult? Por qué? Why? A lot of dangers here in Mexico.
They haven't considered sending him alone, though the Biden administration's policy toward unaccompanied minors would mean he could stay in the U.S. while his case is processed.
There were vigils and rallies over the weekend to honor the victims of the shooting attacks at spas in the Atlanta area, and some were held in other cities, too, to denounce hate crimes against Asian Americans. CBS's Mark Strassman says we're learning more about the eight victims.
Friends, family, and a community of supporters grieve for the loss of eight lives. Shooting victim Xiaoji Tan was the owner of Young's Asian Massage.
She's a hard worker. I just don't know why this happened to her.
Tan's daughter visited a memorial for all those killed.
I was just hoping that it was not my mom. It was not my mom.
Young Yu's son said in a statement, they're devastated and words cannot adequately describe our grief. Hyun Jung Grant's two sons wrote in a fundraising post that she dedicated her whole life to providing for them. Soon-cha Kim worked multiple jobs according to an online fundraiser set up by her family. The grandmother of three is remembered as pure-hearted and the most selfless woman they ever knew.
The federal prosecutor leading the Justice Department's criminal investigation into the Capitol attack tells 60 Minutes some of the more than 400 people arrested could face sedition charges. And Michael Sherwin says they're examining former President Trump's conduct.
We have soccer moms from Ohio that were arrested saying, well, I did this because my president said I had to take back our house. That moves the needle towards that direction. Maybe the president is culpable for those actions.
Sherwin says if it's found chemical sprays contributed to Officer Brian Sicknick's death, then a murder case will be launched. Banned from Twitter and Facebook, former President Trump plans his own social media platform.
The president does know what direction that he wants to head here, and this new platform is going to be big, and everyone wants him. He's going to bring tens of millions of people to this new platform.
Former advisor Jason Miller tells Fox News it'll launch in a few months. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin visits Afghanistan, saying there will be a responsible end to America's longest war, but diplomacy faces challenges.
It's obvious that the level of violence remains pretty high in the country. We'd really like to see that violence come down.
President Biden indicated last week it would be tough for the U.S. to meet a May 1st deadline for troops to leave Afghanistan. Upsets marking round two in the NCAA basketball tournament.
Lewis for the tie. That's not there. Oral Roberts, the 15th seed. The upset makers.
Oral Roberts bouncing back on True TV to oust Florida in a bracket-busting game. And 11 seed Syracuse took out a number three West Virginia, forcing a turnover with seconds left on CBS.
McBride,
he walked.
He did.
He did walk.
It's over. How sweet it is for Syracuse.
And the Madness claimed a number one seed, too. Illinois out, losing to Loyola Chicago. Oregon State beat four seed Oklahoma State. Arkansas and Houston advanced in close ones. A ticket to one of the service academies is a tough one to get. One analysis looks at the racial factors.
A new survey shows minority students have few friends in Congress willing to nominate them so they can serve.
We found vast racial disparities in the number of people of color who were nominated to the military academies.
Liam Brennan with the Connecticut Veterans Legal Center says the problem is some states are more diverse than others.
Even if everyone were to nominate proportional to the makeup of their districts, there still would end up being a disproportionate white representation.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
At the Writers Guild Awards, Promising Young Woman won for Best Original Screenplay, and Borat subsequent movie film took Best Adapted Screenplay. Star Sacha Baron Cohen joked the film won because 60% of the Writers Guild worked on it. Nine actually did. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.